You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Daniel Burris, the CEO of Burris Research, Inc., and is considered one of the world's leading technology forecasters and innovation experts. He is the author of 7 books, including the New York Times bestseller Flash Foresight and his latest book, The Anticipatory Organization. Mr. Burris, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you.
So tell us, Mr. Burris, your book titled The Anticipatory Organization, is your book just for organizations that are just trying to get ahead, or is it also valuable for individuals as well?
Well, it's really valuable for individuals as well. Let's face it, organizations are filled with individuals. And I think the reason the book has already been number one in Amazon's hot new books category is that it's serving both companies and entrepreneurs and individuals. And I think the subtitle of the book really tells you what it's about, and that is how to turn disruption and change into opportunity and advantage. So this is really making this rapid pace of change we're all experiencing something that we can understand and take advantage of.
And also in your book, you describe what you call the biggest missing competency in business right now. Can you explain this to our listeners?
Yes, and I think it's not just for business, but for individuals, and that is the ability to anticipate. You see, most of us react and respond. When a problem occurs, we work on it quickly after it happens. Or when a disruption disrupts our job, our career, our business, we react to it. And reacting quickly is often referred to as being agile. And a lot of companies are even doing what's called agile innovation, which is innovation based on something after it's already happened. It's a reactive strategy. But because change is accelerating, it's not getting slower, it's getting faster. If all we do is solve problems after they happen, if all we do is react to disruptions after we're already disrupted, we're not going to be very happy campers on planet Earth as we go forward. So the missing competency that I'm teaching in this book is how to anticipate accurately, how to anticipate problems before you have them, so you can pre-solve them and not have them in the first place. How to just see disruptions coming before they impact you, so that you have a choice. You can either be the disruptor or the disrupted. And it really does bring that subtitle to light, and that is it helps you to get change and disruption to really be something that you can control from the inside out, meaning the inside of you and your organization out, rather than just reacting from the changes coming from the outside in.
Now, I love that subtitle, How to Turn Disruption and Change into Opportunity and Advantage. How can we learn to do that when change is happening so awfully fast?
Well, you know, people are always trying to keep up with change. And from a strategic standpoint, keeping up is kind of a fool's game. What's the advantage of keeping up? You're still behind whoever you're keeping up to. The key is to jump ahead. But in the past, without reading this book, jumping ahead meant, there's high risk. What I'm teaching is how to separate one of the core competencies I'll just talk about for a few minutes for our listeners, and that is how to separate what I call the hard trends that are shaping the future. These are the things that will happen, guaranteed. They're based on future facts. They cannot be changed. The good news, you can learn very easily how to see them coming before they happen. Then there are soft trends. So there's hard trends and soft trends. The soft trends are based on an assumption about the future. Unfortunately, many of us think of those assumptions as facts. But the beautiful thing about a soft trend is if you don't like it, you can change it. Let me give you a quick example for our listeners so that this comes to life and you see how it works. I was speaking recently to 2,000 CEOs at a major healthcare conference. So there were CEOs from hospitals and drug companies and so on in the audience. And before I gave my keynote speech to talk about these concepts, they assumed that healthcare costs will continue to rise rapidly. Why? Because for the last 15 years, healthcare costs have been rising rapidly. And they just see that as something that's unstoppable. In other words, they think it's a hard trend that can't be stopped. And if you think something can't be stopped, of course, you don't try. Once they started explaining the differences, they realized that the increase in healthcare costs is actually a soft trend that you could change if you wanted to. And I'll give you a quick example of how you could do that. There's a technology called blockchain, which allows you to eliminate the high cost of middlemen in transactions, as well as bringing increasing transparency and trust to what we have today, and that's a disconnected healthcare ecosystem. So right now, when you're in a hospital, you don't know you're spending, when you have an aspirin, that aspirin costs $30. And if you need a knee replacement, you don't know how that much that knee costs and that replacement costs compared to any other hospital because it's not transparent. Well, that one technology change could bring transparency, trust, and flush billions of dollars of waste out of the system because, of course, now we'd have competition, where right now it's hard to compete when nobody knows what the price is. Secondly, very quickly, we could apply technologies that exist today to dramatically lower the costs of purchasing and logistics between all hospitals. Just those two things alone would flush billions with a B, dollars of waste out of healthcare, and we could lower the cost. So I gave you a quick example. There are hard trends you can't change, soft trends you can change. Knowing all the difference actually makes all the difference.
Really some good stuff there. Today we're joined by Mr. Daniel Burris, the CEO of Burris Research, Inc., and the author of 7 books, including the New York Times bestseller Flash Foresight and his latest book, The Anticipatory Organization, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Burris, there's an old saying that there are only 2 certainties about the future, death and taxes. How can people learn how to anticipate change and disruption in a world that's filled with increasing uncertainty?
Well, that's absolutely true. We think the only thing that we can predict is death and taxes. Yet, a few months ago, we all knew there was going to be an eclipse, and we knew exactly when it would happen. I guess you could predict that. And we know that after spring and summer comes fall and winter, and we know when the stock prices go up, they don't go up forever, they will go down. And by the way, they won't go down forever, they'll go back up again. In other words, there's over 300 known cycles that repeat. So already you have many things that are very predictable. After all, we know when the next presidential election will be, and we know exactly when Christmas and New Year's will be next year and the year after. I'm just giving you some simple examples. But we also know there's another kind of change that I talk about in the book, and this is important for looking at the future accurately, and that is it is predictable, linear, exponential change. Those things are not cycles. Once they happen, they do not go back. For example, once you get a smartphone, you're not going back to a dumb phone. And after 3G and 4G wireless, is that it? And the answer is no, we're going to get 5G and 6G and then 7G. In other words, the future is far more predictable than most of us realize. And personal strategy, as well as business strategy, that's based on certainty has low risk. Business and personal strategy based on uncertainty as high risk. So in a seemingly uncertain, unpredictable world, what I'm doing with this book is saying, actually, it's amazingly predictable, and you can innovate with low risk. And when you have certainty, you have the confidence to make a bold move. That is a powerful thing as a leader of any organization, as a manager, and as a matter of fact, even as an individual. If you're a student thinking of what kind of classes should I take that will prepare me for the future, if you knew the hard trends, those future facts that are shaping the future as a student, you would know exactly what classes to take so that you would be prepared for the future instead of having no certainty and not sure what to take, as most students are. As a matter of fact, let me just say that's one of the reasons I've done something special for your listeners today. I'm actually going to give them, all of them, a free, get this, free hardcover copy of my book. All they have to do is go to the, T-H-E-A-O-B-O-O-K, theaobook.com, and for a couple bucks for shipping, you'll get a free copy of that book. And I'm doing that kind of as a little holiday present, and also for the fact that I know this book is so good, you'll enjoy it. I'm going to give it to you.
And we can't thank you enough for that gift. Really appreciate that on behalf of EPN and the listeners tuning in as well. Thanks so much. Now, we would all like to know as well what's next, and that's why there is no shortage of trends. And we all know some are right and some are wrong, of course. In your new book, you describe a proven method to know which ones will happen. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's no shortage of trends. We're coming up on a new year, and you already know that a lot of companies will be posting their list of trends for the future. The problem isn't the number of trends. The problem is which ones are going to happen and which ones aren't. So instead of me saying to all of your listeners, I'm the only guy with the right trends, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I've got a very simple method for you to know which ones will happen and which ones won't, so and which ones can be changed. So that gives you quite a bit of power going forward. And just to help our listeners understand this hard trend certainty thing, it's not that hard, really. There's only three categories. One of them is technology. As I suggested, smartphones will get smarter. We're going to get faster Wi-Fi. The cloud is not going to get full. We're going to continue to put things in the cloud. And then, so technology is actually far more predictable than you'd realize. The second one is regulations, government regulations. And we are going to get more regulations, even though we have a current administration that doesn't like regulations. Let me just say, do you think we're not going to get any more regulations on cybersecurity? And the answer is, well, of course we will, because there are some hard trends shaping the future that our government is going to have to deal with. And then the third category is demographics. For example, in this country, there's 78 million baby boomers, and the hard trend is they're going to get older. They're not going to get younger. And you can predict a lot about the future and see a lot of amazing opportunities just by knowing that we've got that many baby boomers getting older. Very quick example. A lot of people love to go boating. A lot of people love to go fishing. But as they get older, it gets kind of hard to get in the boat. It gets kind of hard to launch the boat. So what if one of our listeners decided to create the easy launch trailer for seniors? Well, they would have a built-in growing market every day, and they would know exactly what countries to export to and what countries not to, just based on the age of their population. In other words, you could innovate with low risk. So this is not that difficult and is a very powerful way of seeing the future and acting on it today.
Well, Mr. Burris, it's been great to have had you, and thanks for joining us. Really interesting conversation today. In conclusion, be curious if you had anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought or a takeaway or even a tip in conclusion.
Well, I will give you everybody a tip, and that is I would suggest you spend 1 hour a week unplugging from the present and plugging into your future. After all, that's where you're going to spend the rest of your life. In other words, instead of looking at what's been happening in the past or the present, look at the hard trends, those future facts that are shaping the future, and look at the related opportunities for each one. Make a little list, and then pick one and make it happen. And you'd be amazed at how you can shape the future. If you'd like more information, you can also go to my website, B-U-R-R-U-S, burris.com. And, of course, my book, The Anticipatory Organization, is on Amazon and everywhere else. Plus, I gave you the T-H-E-A-O-book.com is a link to actually get a copy for free. So there you go.
Well, most helpful. And, Mr. Burris, again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. And thanks for the gift. We much appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Daniel Burris, the CEO of Burris Research, Inc., and the author of the New York Times bestseller Flash Foresight, and his latest book, The Anticipatory Organization. And for further details and to pick up your free copy of the Anticipatory Organization, visit theaobook.com and also visit burris.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.